Julian Martin has a resume that is stunning and makes me feel like I have not done anything in my life. And he's familiar with Sioux City because has been one of the judges.
He was a judge at the second Iowa Piano Competition. That's getting to be a long time ago now, but that's where we met first. And we've been good friends ever since. And so I've always wanted to have him back, and we finally got things synced up, and he's coming. Saturday.
He has a program ahead that begins with Johannes Brahms' 16 waltzes, which I find is originally composed for four hands.
That's right.
But he only has two.
And Brahms also wrote the two-hand version of
this.
Actually, Brahms wrote two versions for two hands, one very, much more complicated than the other, which is the one Julian will be playing.
But of course.
It's an interesting set. Brahms had a great love for his adopted city of Vienna, and I think it's partly that inspired him to compose the pieces, as well as his love for the music of Schubert, who also composed many short waltzes in a similar form and character.
He's going to perform a sonata by Haydn, the D major, Hoboken 24.
Haydn, easily one of the most celebrated composers of his time, but given the quality of his works, they are somewhat underperformed in recent history, I think. They're infused with wit and good humor, sometimes deeply introspective in the slow movements, but they're always fun. This particular piece starts out with a toccata-style first movement, kind of reminiscent of Scarlatti's style, kind of rooted in Baroque traditions. But then the slow movement, it moves to a minor key with some little diversions into the major again. But it's extremely expressive, very beautifully written. And then the last movement is a presto movement. Set of variations, each one getting a little bit more animated, and before the end of it, Haydn's inimitable sense of humor and high spirits clearly shines through. It's really great.
And this is where we return to the waltzes, but these will be composed by Ravel.
Ravel once wrote that this was his favorite piece among his own, chosen from his own works. And he said the title was intended to sort of pay homage to Schubert, who also wrote collections of waltzes titled Valse Noble and also Valse Sentimentale. Kind of an interesting story associated with this piece. The piece was first performed at a concert where the names of the composers were not revealed. The concert was intended to promote the works of adventurous composers, and the idea was that critics should evaluate the works they were actually hearing rather than simply judging a piece by the name of the composer. And unfortunately for Ravel, his new anonymous work received boos and catcalls from the audience. But shortly after that, Ravel orchestrated the work, and it became immensely popular with everybody, audiences and critics alike.
The final piece in this program is an Albéniz piece.
Yeah, Iberia was the last major work by Albéniz. It's a set of 12 pieces arranged in four volumes. It was written in the early 1900s. The first piece that Julian is going to play is titled Evocation. It's the first one in the first book.
What I read about this was he was sort of defining Spain with this music, trying to capture that character.
I think that's right. As a set, even with the title Tableau, pictures,
right.
He's really painting a musical image of Spain with this set. Very beautiful.
Well, this is a great program and a great beginning to the season. What's ahead this year?
Following Julian's concert in September, Marcia Hadjimarkos is going to return for a clavichord recital on October 8th. Boris Slutsky, who is the head of the piano department at the Peabody Conservatory, will be here November 4th.
Well, it sounds fabulous.
I'm really excited about this season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I look forward to further conversations and all the concerts.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. I've been talking with Dr. James March. Julian Martin's recital takes place this Saturday in Epley Auditorium beginning at 7:30 p.m. For more information about the Morningside College Piano Recital Series, visit morningside.edu. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.